10th parak of Menachos, 4th Mishnah, Katsru, they harvested, v'naznua b'kubis, they put into baskets, v'vu l'azor, they brought into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, v'yu mahavavim o'isabu, they would roast it a little bit in fire, k'dei l'kayim b'mitzis kolid, the grains were supposed to be partially roasted, the Rabbi Meir, chom disagree, and they say b'konim, v'b'klichas choyvtim o'isay, k'dei shalor yismayich, where before they would roast the kernels, they were hit on top of them, banging them with reeds. And by doing so, they would cause the grains to come out of the husks, chaff. Yeah. Okay, so disagreement was that they remove it from the chaff before they roasted it or not. Nosnu Yakadesh Yismach means that they didn't use wooden poles to crush it, because it would crush the grain because the grain was still soft. So therefore they used these reeds, which were softer, which was strong enough to remove the chaff, but would not damage the grain. They put it inside some type of roasting apparatus. This had holes in it. Some clay that had holes in it, and they would hold that over, shake it, hold it over the fire, and by doing so, the fire wouldn't directly go inside, heat will go in and roast these tender kernels. Shatru bazar, afterwards they spread it out in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Ruach and Hashem's bow, the wind would blow on it to cool it off. Then, now it was dried out from this roasting. They put in a type of milling, grinding, grinder, that is a type that did not make it very fine. It stayed a little coarse grain. Hoitzio mimeno isarun. And from that full amount, they took out one isarin. Shu manupe b'shloish esrei napa. They went through 13 stages of sifting it till they got this one isarin out of this entire saw. Yeah. Yeah, a saw is about a third of a isar is a third of a saw. Fasha and ifta, and the rest, the remaining parts that was not did not make it through the sifting process, would be redeemed. Venechel chalodim, that once it's redeemed, anybody can eat it. And also, it's chayv b'challah. If somebody makes a dough out of it, it has to bring challah, because challah, a dough is part of challah only if it belonged to Hekdesh at the time the dough was made. But if the flour is made in the Rishus of Hektish, and then it was redeemed, and after it was redeemed, it was made into a dough, it's potter from Chala. And it's potter in a Maestris. Why? Because Maestris is not telling when the dough is made, it's telling when it was made into a Gemar Malacha, that the chaff was taken off and it was made into a pile, which in this case happened to happen in the Rishus of the Hektish. Akiva Mechai Bechala Uva Maestris. Akiva has a Chiddush that you're even Chayv in Maestris. Because he has this big chiddush there, and he says that initially he was only makdish that one isar that's going to be used. So the rest retroactively came out, it was never really shaykh to hektish. If you had something that was hektish and then it stopped being hektish, it never really was hektish, the leftovers. Bolel isar, and he went to this isar. A flour, that measure of flour, put the oil and the spice on it, and yotzak, he poured the oil, bolol, he mixed the flour with his oil, heinif, vihigish, and after he made the dough, he would wave it and bring it, put it on the side of the mizbeach, komatz, then he took a handful off of that, and the komatz would be hiktor, he burned it, v'shanech lo kohanim. The koyimet said would be burnt, and the remaining part would be fed to the kohanim.